Manoj Patra alerts the 25th of May 2020. SC has sought the center's response to a public interest litigation seeking a comprehensive technical and security audit of Zoom video application, apprehending that the increase in use of this app for video conferencing and webinars was posing a serious threat to privacy and data security. Gujarat High Court has pulled up the railway authorities for levying charges for transportation of the migrant workers and directed the railways to either waive off one-way charges of the journey or to recover such amounts from the respective state governments. Delhi High Court has held that the Prevention of Corruption Amendment Act 2018, so far as it substitutes Clause D of Subsection 1, of Section 13 of the Principal Act, does not operate in retrospective manner. Bombay High Court has dismissed interim application alleging that one of the scripts registered in 2015 with the Screenwriters Association with the title Vettel was copied by the makers of the upcoming Netflix series Pitaal and seeking a stay on the release of the series. Bombay High Court has passed an ex parte interim order directing the state government to block a video clip uploaded on social media by All India Madrasa Ittehad al-Muslimeen leader, Abu Fazal, observing that it was prima facie inflammatory. Delhi High Court has stated that the COVID-19 lockdown cannot be a ground for tenants to seek rent waiver by invoking the force majeure clause. Delhi High Court has stated that the centre and the Aam Aadmi Party government must keep a tab on the number of COVID-19 cases in the capital and be ready with hospitals and labs. Delhi High Court has refused to entertain a plea seeking to scrap the death audit committee and direct the Aam Aadmi Party government to come out with actual figures of COVID-19 cases and the death count. Delhi High Court has ordered an immediate inspection of a night shelter run by Delhi Urban Shelter Improvement Board just outside All India Institute of Medical Sciences, alarmed over 22 COVID positive cases being found. Andhra Pradesh High Court has ordered a Central Bureau of Investigation inquiry into the arrest of Dr. Kalaventi Sudhakar, who was suspended by the state for voicing concern over alleged shortage of masks and personal protection equipment kits in Narsipatnam area hospital in Vishakhapatnam. Orissa High Court has observed that indulgence in sexual intercourse on false promise of marriage does not amount to rape. AP High Court has ordered the seizure of premises of the South Korean firm LG Polymers located at Vishakhapatnam that saw toxic styrene gas leakage killing 12 and affecting hundreds earlier this month. The court has also barred the company directors from leaving the country without its permission. Delhi High Court has issued notice in a plea seeking release of an accused who, despite being granted bail for other charges, continues to be in custody for a charge under Unlawful Activities Prevention Act, 1967 due to the non-functioning of the National Investigation Agency's special courts. Delhi High Court has directed the Delhi government as well as Delhi Building and other Construction Workers Welfare Board to ensure that ex gratia payments are also made to construction workers whose registration might have lapsed, but are subsequently renewed after a due verification. Delhi High Court has directed Superintendent of Rahini Central Prison to look into the complaint filed by Unlittral prisoner alleging violence committed by certain jail officials and other inmates. The court has also asked to provide necessary protection and medical treatment to the complaining prisoner. Madras High Court has allowed the bail applications of 11 persons accused of disrupting the burial ceremony of a doctor who succumbed to a heart attack after contracting the COVID-19 infection. Telangana High Court has observed that a medical emergency is not an excuse to trample on the fundamental rights of a citizen under Article 21 of the Constitution of India. Telangana High Court has held that state cannot compel residents of Telangana to get testing for COVID-19 in designated laboratories decided by them and treatment isolation only in hospitals designated by them, when the residents are willing to pay the cost and get their blood samples tested in private labs. Delhi High Court has directed the Delhi government to provide pulses in accordance with Prime Minister Garib Kalyan and Yojana for a period of 3 months with effect from the 16th of May, 2020. Bombay High Court has directed the state government to ensure that all seized personal protection equipment kits, masks, gloves and sanitizers seized by the police reach the frontline workers engaged in combating COVID-19. Delhi High Court has held that while no one has a right to ask for removal of resident health workers from their neighborhood, Delhi government cannot escape their obligation to provide protected environment to senior citizens and other residents adjacent to such buildings which are occupied by health workers. Delhi High Court has directed the Delhi government to conclude the process under Clause F of Subsection 4 of Section 4 of the Delhi Minorities Commission Act, 1999 against Zafarul Islam Khan in accordance with law in 2 weeks. Allahabad High Court has allowed the bail application moved by 5 persons accused of carrying chicken meat, in violation of the lockdown measures. Delhi High Court has held that the doctrine of frustration under Section 56 of the Indian Contract Act, 1872 is not applicable to lease agreements. Bombay High Court has held that when officers stumble upon a contraband during an income tax raid, it does not amount to seizure under the Narcotics and Psychotropic Substances Act, 1985. A High Court has held that a mere order passed by a committal court accepting the deletion of names in the charge sheet on the basis of the no objection allegedly signified by the de facto complainant, would not come in the way of the trial court in adding, under Section 319 of the CRPC. Delhi High Court has directed the Delhi Building and Other Construction Workers Welfare Board to provide pension to eligible construction workers within 2 weeks. Bombay High Court has dismissed the writ petition filed by few Mumbai residents challenging the permission granted by Municipal Corporation of Greater Mumbai to use 3 cemeteries in Bandra for burial of COVID-19 victims as they feared a community spread. Gujarat High Court has observed that Gujarat government should not restrict the number of COVID-19 tests on the fear that more tests would lead to 70% of the population testing positive. National Companies Law Appellate Tribunal has upheld a bankruptcy tribunal order prohibiting appointment of a former employee or financial creditor as resolution professional of a stressed company due to the possibility of bias. Reserve Bank of India has cut key interest rates by 40 basis points to a new low of 4%, citing an assessment of gross domestic product contraction in the current fiscal year, amidst loss of production as well as demand, while expecting inflation to harden during first half of current financial year.